Forecast brought to you by Exergen, and it goes like an accuracy does matter, especially when it comes to a forecast. Today we'll tell you it's going to be sunny and almost perfect, 75 degrees for a high. Tomorrow we'll tell you it's going to be sunny and almost perfect, 72 degrees for a high. Wednesday's where we have some problems. It's going to be cloudy, rainy, high of 55 degrees for those high school football games being played on that rare Wednesday night. Thursday, cool, 48 degrees for a high. The same on Friday and Saturday. Currently, it looks like really nice. It's, boy, the sun is now out. It is shining. It is calm. It is 47 degrees. Schlesinger from CBS and Jill on Money joins us now. They send us topics that she wants to discuss or things that are pertinent. And I'm going to veer right with you for just 1 minute. Will you bear with me, Joe?
Sure.
I listened to your show on Saturday nights here, and you probably recorded. I don't even know if you know when it runs, but at WCCO here in Minneapolis, it runs on Saturday nights. And you had a very interesting conversation with an author and someone, and it was about a time in your career when you found out that the bonus that you were promised was half of what it was, and everybody else got their bonus. And it was this is pertinent to the conversation that you were having. It was a female manager that you had, and you said sometimes it's different, the dynamics of a female working for a female. Can you expand on that? Because it was a really interesting conversation. And what you recommend for people that if they're promised one thing and they don't get it, how they approach that boss, because you had a very interesting story that followed.
It was not that I want to hold myself out as the model in this situation.
I understand, but it's still interesting because you guys were talking about things I hadn't thought of.
Well, look, I mean, I think that as women in the workforce, there are a lot of things that you contend with. And there have been times where I've heard from women on the show, and they'll say, you know, it's crazy. Like, sometimes you feel like, wow, the guys that are my mentors, they're the ones who end up treating me a little bit better. And that may seem contraindicated, but sometimes there are some women who come through in the labor force, and this is because I was interviewing Stacey Vanek Smith, a great author, and she had just written a book called Machiavelli for Women. And there is some notion among certain women that, like, wow, there's only so much room for women in this workplace, and therefore they get very protective of their own territory, and they're not great mentors to other women. And I think that's just a shame, right? I mean, it just seems like such a sad state of affairs when, like, you don't have women watching out for other women. And I think that this happens quite a bit in larger organizations. It did in the past. And the way that I dealt with it was not a particularly great way, which was I confronted the person head on and was very...
What's wrong with that, though?
Well, I don't think I was nice about it. I don't think that I was very classy about it. I think I lost my temper, and I don't like when I lose my temper. But I was... I did get the message across, but, you know, I didn't get the money that I was owed.
I ask, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, you have to feel good about yourself. In retrospect, nothing really bad happened to me. And also, yeah. I understand that for someone like me, because I had money saved and I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck, that I could take a risk in kind of going after this situation in a way that a lot of people don't. You know, some people feel kind of like they're a little bit left out because they don't have as much leverage. The good news is, if you're a worker today, is that you've got to feel much more confident in your ability to go to your boss and ask for what you need, because the power dynamic has shifted very dramatically in favor of workers. And that's something really new in the labor force. We haven't seen it for almost 20 years, since the late 90s.
Wow. Hey, speaking of offerings, The Gray Rhino, How to Recognize and Act on the Obvious Dangers We Ignore, is a metaphor for what?
Well, it's a metaphor for the risks that are right in plain sight. And one of the biggest risks in this economy that's in plain sight is this risk around the fact that we have a very bad child care policy. We have too many American families that are struggling to pay for the care they need for their kids under the age of five. And it's killing their budgets. They're spending sometimes 13-15% of the money that they make to pay for a child's care, when we know that generally speaking, when you're paying 7% or less, that's what's considered affordable. You know, here in the United States, we just have never had a real child care policy that is adapted to the workforce. And, you know, we had a period of time where people were saying, well, mom stayed home and dads went off to work. Well, that period's way over. And, you know, now the U.S. government contributes about $500 per kid under the age of five, compared with $14,000 on average of other developing countries. So something's got to give. There's a conversation going on in Washington, D.C. in the Build Back Better plan about child care. It's an oddly bipartisan issue. How you get there is going to be real tough, though.
I just want you to know I back you on what you did, even though ultimately this person, when you resigned, threw you a party. So that's the good news at the end of it. But I still back you for going in and addressing the situation that way.
You know what? That just shows the limitations that you and I both have as human beings.
Probably. But somebody had to do it, and if it's Jill that does it, then you remember, you were doing it for other people, too. Jill, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.